This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Sock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Yesterday, while we were at the range, I took the Remington 870, which has been refurbished and completely overhauled, also fitted with a new Boyd's gun stock, and I got to shoot that really for the first time in its most effective configuration, and running double-aught buck through it. Wow. I'll be keeping that one for a while. We're going to take it back in, and I'm going to have it refinished one more time. We were doing a little proof of concept, which that'll be part of the video that I'm going to shoot on the video review of it. But just to show you, they could do that at Ace Firearms. But, yeah, Boyd's Gun Stocks, check them out. Well worth your time. Just across the border, there is a woman named Stacey Abrams, and she is the Democratic candidate for governor of Georgia. Yesterday, she said that semi-automatic weapons have to be put under a certain level of responsible control. semi-automatic weapons have to be under a certain level of responsible control. She believes that, and she said, I believe as the next governor of Georgia, I can work with Democrats and Republicans to come up with common sense gun safety legislation that allows us to make our families and our communities safer, she told CNN anchor Jake Tapper. Now, in recent days, she has supported banning AR-15s and implementing stricter gun control laws. And Tapper, I mean, let's give the man credit where he's due. He brought up a bill she sponsored as a state lawmaker that would allow state officials to confiscate assault weapons from law-abiding citizens. He said, when you were a state lawmaker in 2016, you co-sponsored a bill that would have allowed Georgia state authorities to take away so-called assault weapons. I like that he threw that part in there. From current gun owners, most similar bans would grandfather in existing weapons of that sort. Semi-automatic rifles that are called assault weapons. So is that your current position, that law-abiding gun owners in Georgia should have to give up those weapons if authorities deem it necessary? Which was, I mean, stunning that a CNN guy would ask this. She replied, in the state of Georgia, you introduce legislation to start conversations. I am happy to work with the legislature to figure out how we make an assault weapons ban work, but what I fundamentally believe is that we have to have common sense gun safety legislation. But Tapper was not done. He didn't let go. Your co-sponsor told reporters that the law, quote, would require gun owners of these particular models to turn their guns in. And again, my point is this. The legislation introduced was the beginning of a conversation. And I am absolutely certain that were we to pass this into Georgia, we would have a conversation about grandfathering in, about whether or not people could turn their guns in, whether there would be buybacks. There are a number of approaches to take to accomplish this goal, but the fundamental responsibility is common sense gun safety legislation in Georgia. So Tapper decided to clarify. So you don't support the actual legislation. You just support having a conversation about it. And this is her answer. No, what I've said is legislation in the state legislature is about starting the conversation. Very few pieces of the legislation are introduced and come out the same way they go. That's the process of making the law. So she said no. But she also said this is a way to start a conversation. Now, I've got lots of ways to start conversations. And, you know, besides this conversation that she's wanted to have, she did not mention, she failed to mention that, you know, what she does actually favor besides this confiscation that she says she doesn't favor because she's only in favor of, you know, having this discussion. Having the conversation, if you will. Which is funny. I think that's funny. I don't know why we would have to have a conversation about something we're not going to do. And since we're not being told exactly what it is she actually wants, how are we to determine what people actually want to get out of this? How? Has she put that forward? All we're hearing right now is that she's this and she's that and, you know, she just wants to have the conversation. Well, okay, what is it that you actually do want to have happen, though? What is it you're actually looking for? Tell me what that is. Pretty please. I don't think that's asking too much, is it? I don't think that's asking anything, to be honest with you. So, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? That's not coming out, is it? That's not being put forward. So, let us just suppose, shall we, that she does want to confiscate guns, which is what they all want to do. None of them don't want to not confiscate guns. They all want to confiscate guns. When they get out there and say, well, we're just looking for a common sense conversation to be had about gun safety. What is it exactly that isn't happening in Georgia? What law is missing in Georgia? Now, Georgia passed a few laws here recently where they said, well, we can, you can carry a gun, they call it the carry guns everywhere legislation, so I'm sure she wants to reverse a whole bunch of that. But a lot of these assault weapons bans, in their big old net, when they cast them, also include, in the language, stuff that takes away semi-automatic firearms, which is the prevailing sidearm most people carry today. There are a few people out there that carry revolvers or wheel guns, as I call them, but most people carry semi-automatic pistols, 9mm, 45 ACP, something. So we'd be outlawing those. And, of course, along with that, I'm sure we would get rid of reciprocity with all the states that Georgia has. Georgia has open carry. I'm sure that's got to go away. There's a lot of things she probably intends to do. And the very best thing that could happen in Georgia, and I sincerely hope, and I think right now Kemp and Abrams are sort of considered neck and neck. I hope the gun owners of Georgia come out in droves and defeat this, because they should. They should. What's happened in Georgia that I don't know about where all of a sudden gun safety is becoming an issue? Well, there's a lot of gun freedom in Georgia. But I don't know what's happened to where they need to get out there and start banning things and open a conversation. We're going to open a conversation by going against the Heller decision. We're going to do something completely and totally unconstitutional. That's your plan, Governor. Governor-to-be, Governor-wanna-be, whatever you want to say. So, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, this is sort of a double-edged sword here. The new Black Panther Party. Members of the new Black Panther Party marched through the city of Atlanta, strapped with assault rifles and brandishing Stacey Abrams campaign signs. Actually, what they did was they were strapped with personal defense weapons of the semi-auto nature. You know, an assault rifle would mean it was fully automatic. They posted a video on their Facebook page on Saturday, and members of the new Black Panther Party are seen marching through the West End neighborhood of Atlanta in support of Stacey Abrams' gubernatorial campaign. And as they marched, they were carrying personal defense weapons of the semi-automatic variety and chanting Black Power and Power to the People. Abrams is the Democratic state representative running in a very tight election against Republican Brian Kemp, the current Secretary of State. And right now, the polls show Kemp up by 1.1 percentage points, which is well within the margin of error. But they marched for nearly 30 minutes through the city of Atlanta until they enter a local radio station. Carrying a sign. And let's see, what do I see there? I see a spa's shotgun. I see a scar. I see an AK. And the guy holding the sign, I can't tell what he's wearing. We got two guys in berets, one guy in a knit cap, and one guy just wearing a, I don't know if he's wearing a camo top or what he's wearing. The guy with the scar's got on a chest rig. Wearing utility pants and a combat type of boot. Now, do you see the irony here? This is the delicious irony here. Now, the Daily Caller News Foundation reached out to the Abrams campaign, and they got a statement back from spokeswoman Abigail Collazo, and her statement did not specifically address the Panthers march, but instead attacked Kemp. Where she said, Brian Kemp is the only candidate in this race who has posed for pictures with supporters wearing racist, hate-filled T-shirts and refused to denounce them, while Abrams continues to condemn any racist, any anti-Semitic, or otherwise discriminatory words and actions. Unlike Kemp, Abrams is a leader committed to running an inclusive campaign focused on bringing all Georgians together, I'm sorry, to find bold solutions on critical issues like healthcare, education, and the economy. Which I didn't know Georgia was having an issue with that either. At one point during the march, someone driving a vehicle stopped momentarily to speak with the Panthers. I wish I had seen them, because I would have been happy to speak with them. One of the members can be heard saying afterward, you need to march in your neighborhood. When we was in West Virginia, 99% crackers, stone-cold crackers. Kemp's campaign called on Abrams to immediately denounce the new Black Panthers. Kemp said, it's no surprise that militant new Black Panthers are, and throughout all the articles initially, they were just referred to as the Black Panthers. This is the new Black Panthers. There's a difference. It's no surprise that militant new Black Panthers are armed and patrolling the streets of Georgia for Stacey Abrams. The Black Panthers are a radical hate group with a racist and anti-Semitic agenda. They're dangerous and encourage violence against our men and women in uniform. Stacey Abrams should immediately denounce the new Black Panthers and their hateful record of racism, he continued. She should stand against and condemn their attempts to intimidate hardworking Georgia voters just days before the election. Oprah has been campaigning for Stacey Abrams while the vice president is campaigning for Mr. Kemp. Now, what's interesting here, the irony here, is that these guys are walking around with the same kind of weapons that Stacey Abrams wants to ban and confiscate. And I wonder if the new Black Panthers know that their champion that they're pushing so hard for, that they're walking around downtown. Listen, I'm as extreme a gun carrier as anybody out there. When I go somewhere, I'm carrying the kit, and the kit is an awesome thing to behold if I had to deploy it. But I don't deploy it unless I have to deploy it. You don't know I even have it. And I certainly don't deploy it while I'm walking around downtown just to show that I got this stuff. If I want to show I've got this stuff, I'll make a video, stick it on YouTube, and you can go check that out. Then you'll see I got it. And I've got some video coming for you. But that's beside the point. These guys are reminiscent of these Philadelphia guys that were out there with the billy clubs and everything in front of the polling stations. That's who they're reminiscent of. And I've known the left is quite violent and quite divisive and everything else. These guys are a different thing altogether. But it's their right to keep and bear arms is secured. That's the thing. Their right to keep and bear arms is secured right now. And in Georgia, the whole reason they were able to do what they did is because a Democrat was not in power. If they had done, I mean, in Texas, the only open carry firearm for the longest time was with long guns. And every time one of those guys out there would carry one, they'd get stopped. How many people got arrested in the run-up to open carry becoming sanctioned by law in Texas? These guys are out there going against their own interests while they're out there wanting to vote for somebody just because she's black. If we're going to get past racism, we're going to have to get past, unfortunately, racism. You cannot default just to some certain things because of, familiarity. It's not something we can do. We cannot continue to do that. If you want to be non-racist, that's fine. Stop doing racist stuff. I don't like racism. I don't even like talking about it because that gives it almost credence. But when you see something like this and it's, you know, just based upon what they were saying and why they're saying it, it's a very confusing message because, guys, she wants to take away the stuff you guys were carrying. I've always been sort of on the fence about a scar. Do I want a scar? Do I not want a scar? Is a scar okay? Is a scar good? And I've heard different things about the scar. And at the end of the day, I probably would just want an M14. Or maybe an AK. I don't know if I have to go that big. But even most everything nowadays is getting smaller, so that's why I don't have a scar, I guess. Dude in Atlanta had a scar. Side the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
The Florida Senate race between Senator Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed to a recount after the latest round of machine tallies showed the two candidates still very close. Scott leads Nelson by 12,603 votes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio joins Fox News and explains the whole hand count process.
There will have to be a hand recount of the overvotes and undervotes, basically, did somebody skip the ballot and not vote for this race. Now the canvassing board, if the counting teams don't do it, have to sit down and determine, did the voter intend to vote or not?
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The Dow was up 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The midterms are tomorrow. And the Never Trump conservatives' latest collective self-own is their insistence that we once again, they want us to vote for Democrats because of conservatism. Ahoy, boys. Ahoy, you cruise-pushing goofs. Pardon me if I doubt the savvy political insight of the guys who, in the same breath, told us, you know who'd make a great candidate? Jeb Bush. I can't get my mind around anyone who thinks that Jeb with an exclamation point is the answer to any question except what political superstar is three letters plus an exclamation point, blew a couple hundred million bucks for like one delegate, and will have low energy carved on his tombstone. He Here's what I think happens tomorrow, and I could be totally wrong, though being wrong would entitle me to be an honorary never-Trumper. I think we take three or more seats in the Senate and we keep the House. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think we keep power in Washington in the hands of the conservative party. And the never-Trump conservatives think this would be a terrible outcome. And much worse, they're much worse than the socialists. They're collaborators. Shockingly, the never-Trumpers, are, at least in D.C., is still a thing. New York, same thing. And the nether regions of the Internet. But no one is sure why. It's not by popular demand. Nobody likes them except the weirdos, the losers, the mutations, and the MSNBC, CNN bookers. Out of necessity, they have abandoned their old grift. We are totally committed to winning victories for conservatism in the wake of Trump single-handedly fulfilling all the conservative fantasies that had previously graced the letters section of the Weekly Standard and its curious ilk. You know, the ones that were writing, I never thought it would happen to me, but then my president ditched the climate scam agreement and cut taxes. Holy moly. But Trump made our erotic right-wing dreams come true after decades of Frito-Con teasing. And now no one calls the never-Trumpers anymore. And when they try to get their old pals, they get a text back, new phone, who dis? So now they have their new grift, and they are the keepers of the conservative flame, the true conservatives who plan to rescue us from the success of the Trump era. And as part of that plan to get their principal conservatism on, they have stumbled onto a bold and innovative strategy. They want to help the leftists win. Once again, Chet the Unicorn is looking at this and thinking this is a pretty clever move. Yeah. Now, they have tried this old bold gambit before, because remember how in 2016 we were instructed that real right-wingers must vote for pantsuit because conservatism. And here's how that cunning stratagem was supposed to play out. Vote for Hillary instead of Trump, number one. Number two, the leftists flush their fundamental transformation of America into Venezuela del Norte, or they finish it, rather. Number three, hey, look, a squirrel. Number four, conservatism is victorious. Shockingly, a lot of people seem resistant to that kind of outside-the-envelope thinking, but that has not stopped the resistance right from going for round two. And at least Wile E. Coyote learned not to stand under the same acme anvil twice. So now the kept cons on the pages of the New York Times and the tiresome trolls on Twitter are again demanding that tomorrow that we vote against conservative candidates and in favor of leftist ones to somehow make conservatives win. First question I have, I have several, is what the hell is wrong with you people? But hey, leftists, eat up the Benedict Crystal Act and the conservative queaslings, if you will. Get plenty of TV hits from their pals in the media dumping on actual cons. Isn't that the important thing, right? Surprisingly, no, not the actual Republican voters. But then we were never really important to these clowns anyway. It is so transparently dumb that you wonder if they actually expect anyone to fall for it. In what world is giving Claire McCaskill another term going to help conservatism? How's that going to work? Is letting her and her pinko pals run rampant over our civil liberties and America's standing in the world going to get us Republicans so motivated that we, you know, wait for it, elect someone who will do all the conservative things that Donald Trump is currently doing? I'm not sure they've thought this one out all the way. It's like merely posing as a conservative is enough. Isn't it kind of alarming to realize that a significant portion of the allegedly intellectual wing of conservatism has bought into the idea of ideological participation trophies? You get a trophy for showing up. You get a trophy for participating. You didn't win, but that's okay. You tried. So here we are. Or maybe they have thought this out and just don't care. They used to sneer but Gorsuch at us, but when we pointed out to that huge victory, as if success in advancing conservatism was not the only metric that mattered. But what matters to these people, these more conservative than thou dopes, who somehow convince themselves that you can actually win by losing, is their own puny stature. I don't know, maybe they want us to be defeated because they figure that if the movement loses like it used to, we'll turn on Trump and then cast him out, leaving a vacuum that needs to be filled. And who do you think would fill that void? Think about it. They imagine that we'll trash our own party and come crawling back to them, begging them to take their rightful places again on the bow of the cruise ship SS Conservative Inc., shouting, "I'm the king of the world," or at least of my little corner out of it here at my desk at the Center for Conservative Coalitions of Liberties and Ingalls and Families. Eagles, rather. Sorry. I have a high degree of respect for people who obey their instinct, their first thought that they have with something. And instinctively, people knew how to act in 2016, and let that instinct once again burst forth. Let it go and have at it. Because you got it right in 2016. You got it exactly right in 2016. And I'm confident you're going to get it right tomorrow. Because no less than the country is at stake. The conservative principles, the true republic, I don't really care about it being a democracy, I care about it being a republic. It's a very simple thing. It's, you know, not... It leaves you free and clear to navigate. Does anybody not like being free and clear to navigate? Do you need to be told what to do? Can you not figure out what you need to do from day to day? I don't know anybody like that. I don't know anybody like that. Not at all. So, tomorrow's your day. Take the time you need and go do the deed. And, let's keep from having to go armed to save the country. Let's keep that from happening. Let's take it back the way the founders envisioned it. Not the way the founders hoped we would have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. Very shortly, I got one more thing to put to bed, and then I can go and take the scout rifle out, and I'm going to take it out with a guy who has the same stock on his gun, and he's going to teach me the ways of the scout. And he's going to do that, and we're going to be using what he thinks is the best stock for the scout rifle, the AT-1. So, check him out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then, the migrant caravan, the one we have sent the military to, and we have, I think, four in. Have we got four going on right now? Four waves, if you will. Signs are that the migrant caravan number one is beginning to fall apart. Coming out of, according to the AP, a 4,000-strong caravan of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico split up into several groups, with one spending the night in a town on the coastal state of Veracruz and the other migrants continuing toward the country's capital. The divisions came during a tense day in which tempers flared, with some migrants argued with caravan organizers and criticized Mexican officials. Caravan organizers? I thought this was spontaneous. How is this possibly happening? So obviously somebody promised them something for free, and it's not panning out. And this is about what you'd expect when someone offers something for free and then realizes that the whole thing is not going to pay off in the politically useful way expected. Why pay for nothing. So whether it was Venezuelan or Sorosian from Soros, or Mexican, the free cash for a free ride to the border and all the free stuff of the U.S. is just not beaming in currently. And this has raised questions about why the group should stay together instead of split apart. Because anyone can apply for asylum here in the United States on their own. Applying in a 4,000-strong group pretty well means a long wait and limited utility to the individuals. Remember that boat migration we had from Cuba? Everybody was camping out. I mean, have you ever seen Scarface? The parts where they're in the camps underneath the highways and everything, that's true. They had to wait around so everybody could try to get vetted. A lot of them were promised a bus ride to Mexico City for thousands of them, and that was with the latest money that never materialized. Mexico's Veracruz governor, anxious to get the migrants out of his home state as soon as possible, promised them all free bus rides to Mexico City. What a guy. Then he withdrew the offer, likely because Mexico City didn't want them there either. Mexican federal authorities reportedly warned the Veracruz governor he'd be charged with human trafficking if his free bus rides rolled out to the Mexican capital. Mexico City obviously does not see itself as having much to gain politically from the big migrant caravan and the series of caravans that are still forming and progressing northward. Also, all of them expecting free bus rides. The non-government organizations are suddenly silent, too. No more noisy press conferences to browbeat the gringos. Was it their consciousness about the impact of the news photos showing thousands of migrants streaming across bridges and rivers and leaving trash all over the Mexican towns that dried their money up? Organizing these caravans obviously isn't paying off for them either, particularly since some, such as the Sorosian groups, have been harshly criticized already. Or was it the increasingly tattered legal case for allowing the migrants in? So many migrants marching behind the Honduran banner told the press they were coming to the U.S. to escape poverty and get jobs in the U.S. and better lives, through the access to the free stuff, and in their words, fulfill the American dream, but they negated the media's narrative that they were just harmless refugees fleeing violence, that Americans would be heels not to allow in. Who wants to finance that kind of a shifting and failed narrative, given the billions of impoverished, illiterate people from badly governed places worldwide who'd also like to have a crack at America? Or was it the Democrats' weird silence about the whole thing that dried the caravan's money up? The fact that the press is now reporting vigorously that the migrants are harmless, and Obama is insisting that Trump is using these news photos for his midterm purposes, as if the photos were not motivating in themselves for action to stop the caravan, pretty well signals that the migrant caravan, far from being a heartstring tugger, as the organizers seem to think it would be, is a political poison pill for the Democrats. This would explain their silence, general efforts to change a topic and pretend it doesn't exist. It would also explain why the non-governmental organization money is not flowing either. And was word sent to Venezuela diplomatically that it's on thin ice as another round of sanctions come down from El Norte? Or more likely, does Venezuela simply not have the money, just the acolytes and, you know, Galpa, as the president of Honduras told Vice President Mike Pence. Just the fact that the conservative Honduran president's far-left Chavista political opposition has been accused of doing this as a political stunt suggests, as a former Honduran consul general in Arizona told ABC 15, that the migrants are being used. And you know what? Wherever they are right now in Central America, at about this point, they probably know, the migrants, that is, know that they are being used. So the lack of money, the silence, lack of support, all of these things, along with the utterly grueling journey. And I've walked 45 miles a day for 3 days, and I can tell you what, walking 20 miles a day, day after day, with little or no money for food. I mean, when I was walking 45 miles a day, when I get to where I was going, I had a chow tent waiting for me. I had medics waiting on me. I had just the open arms, lay down, get some rest, waiting on me. These people have none of this. This is an enterprise pretty ripe for breaking apart. So who wants to stay with it, seriously? But here's a big thing that's probably breaking up the migrant caravan more than anything. And that is Trump's resolve to enforce existing rule of law. He sent troops, and he sent reinforcements, and he's throwing up the razor wire. He's warned the invaders that they will not be treated at all differently from all the other people asking for asylum, and they will have to wait their turn in line. And if they get into the U.S., there won't be the freedom to do what they want for a while. There will be no catch and release because they will have to wait in tent cities for their cases to be adjudicated, same as the other people. It'll be the Mariel boat lift all over again. So the 2 to 3 year period of working in the States and going home to Honduras with earned or not so earned money after the final deportation order isn't going to be there anymore. For quite a few of them, news reports suggest they all wanted that all they wanted were these 2 to 3 year periods to work either legally or illegally in the States and then go home with the money. And he's putting pressure on Mexico, Trump is, to encourage it to keep its immigration system regular, something it did with spotty results, but news reports do say the caravans are getting smaller and Mexico is insisting on passports for passage through. So the bottom line is there's less and less of an advantage to being in the caravan. There is no special privilege and more advantage to immigrating legally. The breakup of this caravan is a result of the leadership and resolve of President Donald J. Trump. And leadership does this. True leadership and resolve means that you can do this kind of thing across a border, and you can do it without firing a shot. That makes all the difference in the world. Leadership does. So, this is a win. A big win. And let's keep it coming. That's all I'm looking for is just more wins. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.